producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each every show we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. Ellen Ratner, the Grand Dame, is with us. It's always great to talk to you, Ellen. And
well, thank
my
you.
Question. Of course, you are the Grand Dame, as I said. The big news is always Trump. The world revolves around Trump. At least he certainly thinks so, and so do some people that really love Donald Trump. So what's the deal now? He's going after Hillary Clinton and, wow, getting personal with a bathroom issue.
Well, yes, but first, the press is after him for using a Yiddish word meaning a man's genitalia. And frankly, I've been in New York a long time, on and off. I don't live there full time, but it is very often used, just like the F word is used. It's not in the press, but people do use it a lot. So I can't really fault him for that, even though the press is going after him. What they're not going after him as much about is the fact that he gave her some grief about being disgusting for spending so long in the female bathroom, but it was much longer walk for her during the debate on Saturday night. That any woman who has been in an older stadium or older venue knows that they don't make as many, they don't make very many women's bathrooms stalls. And so he went after her about that. It was also a longer walk for her. And frankly, I mean, that's what people ought to be going after instead of the Yiddish word.
I agree. It's craziness. But we're going to have more of that down the road, I'm certain. Let me ask you this question, because I talked to Bob Ney about it. I said, I got to put you on the spot for predictions. He said he would not be shocked if it was Trump and Hillary going against each other for the presidency. What do you think?
I was asked about that at the White House the other night. We have a basement Christmas party for those of us that sit in the basement. I think you've been there. You've seen it.
Yep.
And
yep.
So one of the press people who shall remain nameless, they said, who do you think is going to be the nominee? And I said, just that. And then they said, who do you think could be president? I said, I'm not outlawing Trump. I think there's a possibility. And this particular press person put their hand over my mouth and their other hand over my eyes and said, no. And I said, yes.
If Ellen said it, it could happen. It could happen. Okay, so we move from Trump to now this whole thing with immigration papers and filling out the visa and the couple from Santa Barbara and
the
fiance lying.
He was an American citizen, as I understand
yep.
it. She came in on an engagement visa kind of thing. She was asked, have you ever sent anything against the United States of America? Have you ever sold or given a gun or something like that? Well, if you're bent on jihad, the last thing you're going to do is be honest on an immigration form. Why even ask those questions? People lie all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Hey, and it is the season to give. Tell us all about the Goats for the Old Goat.
So
how it's doing.
We have a charity, goatsfortheoldgoat.com. We can get you a certificate before Christmas for either a partial goat or a full goat. We're the only animal group that gives people a photograph of their goat and the recipient and your name. That takes 6 months to a year. The certificate you get right away for Christmas. goatsfortheoldgoat.com is our charity. goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
I love it. And so you're taking some time off. Are you doing something exciting? Are you flying somewhere or doing something cool?
Well, I'm going to be in California, but I am going to be working because we have the New Hampshire primary, which I hope we'll see you at.
Oh, the New Hampshire primary. Yeah, that's coming up soon before we know it. Hey, happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and all of your listeners.
Drops and roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
Hello.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Ah, yes, a little Christmas tunage. as we kind of hang out here and bid adieu to yet another year, 2015. What a year it was. Somebody asked me today what the top, you know, in talking to Ellen, what the top stories were politically speaking. And is, I said this the other night, is there anything bigger than Donald Trump running for president? I mean, are you kidding me? Trump and the potential of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump squaring off against each other to be president in 2016. I mean, certainly that is one of the biggest political stories. John Boehner, we've talked about that. He had a stranglehold on the speakership for such a long time. And then ultimately his unraveling was not doing what his own people really expected for him to do. And therefore he saw the kind of the handwriting on the wall for sure. And that led to John Boehner bailing, I'll call it bailing, wrapping up his career, and all of a sudden Paul Ryan found himself in the unlikely position after Kevin McCarthy had blown it with his comments about Benghazi and getting Hillary Clinton. You know, ultimately the hot potato was passed to him, and already it's trial by fire, and some are very unhappy with the spending bill, but this is the first of Paul Ryan's, I think, decisions, let's say, or his involvement in trying to co-opt bipartisan cooperation that might not stand the scrutiny of his own party. At the top, we have to say this, and in fact, as you were listening a little bit to some holiday songs, I was gathering the last of the information about these terrible tornadoes that slammed into the Midwest and the Southeast. It's a crazy weather pattern that we're seeing, and we know Mother Nature can be awfully cruel, and awfully cruel she was in the sense that tornadoes sort of seemingly came out of nowhere. And we know a lot of you are listening to us in Mississippi, and they say three people, including a seven-year-old boy, were killed in Mississippi. There were multiple tornadoes that were reported touched down in different areas. An 18-year-old Arkansas woman was killed when a tree blew over onto a house and crashed into her bedroom, just, you know, like that. In Tennessee, they've confirmed that a man and a woman were killed in storms there, southwest of Nashville a bit. And they say that there's been debris across roads, and they've had communication issues and you know, whatnot. And so in Benton County, Mississippi, where the two people were killed, two others are missing. Crews are searching every single house in a heavily wooded area to make sure everybody's accounted for, because several of the houses were blown off their foundations. And we've seen this before in Mississippi. I talked about going to Biloxi after Hurricane Katrina, and people forget that the levees were what really killed the people in New Orleans. And it was, in fact, the Lake Pontchartrain. And in Mississippi, it was about the wind. It was about the force of the hurricane ripping houses off the foundations. Now, these tornadoes must have been pretty incredible. About 40 injuries in six counties in all in Mississippi, and they think that number could probably jump up. Stay with us. We've just scratched the surface, the holiday edition of America Tonight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
America Tonight, wishing you and yours the very, very best that the holiday season can possibly offer you. I was thinking this today. What is the one thing? I think everybody has one thing, and maybe I'm wrong about this, because sometimes it carries over from childhood and sometimes it doesn't. What's the one thing that you like to do at Christmas? The one thing that you maybe afford yourself to do, or the one thing that you do that's traditional, and no matter what, no matter where you are, you're going to do it. It's just, you got to do it, whatever it is. I'll tell you what, in my family, and maybe you have a family like this, and I think it started with really my grandfather doing it, but we would wake up on Christmas, and it seemed like the process of, and maybe it was just seemed like an unending stream of gifts, I guess. And I think it's because of the way we open presents. And you would wake up, my grandfather would make us the best pancakes. He had secret ingredients that he would put in his pancakes. So he made pancakes and sausage, and, you know, they had sticky buns and a few healthy things, some fruit, but always the main staple was pancakes, pancakes, pancakes. And it was so ingrained in me that when I started my career, and of course I've traveled, I've had the pleasure of traveling around and being the guest in many places, in many homes in America, far away from my family when I couldn't get back home, whether it was in the Midwest or in the West or Southeast or wherever. And I always just had that desire to have pancakes Christmas morning Forget the presents. Where's the pancakes? And that just was our family tradition. I know some people, they get up and somebody's got, you're just nibbling on Christmas cookies and all kinds of food that's out there because you're focused in opening the presents, or you've gone to church, or you've gone wherever you've gone, and that's what you do, or you jump into the car and you go to other people's houses, or, you know, you eat an early dinner versus a late dinner. But I love traditions and keeping traditions alive, even if it's not in your traditional setting. And so if you've got some traditions, definitely share them with us on the air. I'm curious. For how about you people in the West Coast? What's that like? Because you wake up the latest. I mean, as far as the United States is concerned. So everybody in the East Coast, man, they are already up. Those kids are sailing through their presents. They're on their bikes. They're playing their games or doing whatever. And you're 3 hours behind. You've been sleeping through all of that, right? And that's the other thing. Did you get up at, like, the crack of dawn? Oh, it's light out. That means we can open presents. Wake everybody up. There is the cool part of that tradition. I guess as a kid, the anticipation, I suppose. Here's the digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. It's important to remember, I think, during the holiday season, too, that there are so many other people, sadly, that are missing people in their lives. And the sting of the remains of the Americans killed in the Afghanistan attack coming to the United States, I think, will weigh heavy on so many of those families. 6 killed by a Taliban attacker on Monday, coming back to the U.S., on Wednesday after an incredibly emotional ceremony at Bagram Airfield. Some service members even kneeled in front of the victims' photos, guns, and, you know, helmets, and there was the scene of officers saluting. The 6 soldiers, 1 woman and 5 men, died when a suicide bomber drove his motorcycle, which was filled with explosives, into a joint NATO-Afghan patrol near Bagram. 2 U.S. troops and an Afghan were also wounded in that attack. Deadliest day for American troops, by the way, in Afghanistan since May of 2013. So now they're talking about the Pentagon, so people know, because there was always there was always questions about what happens when somebody comes back. They say they do a dignified transfer of remains at the Newcastle Air National Guard base in Delaware. And the Defense Secretary, Ash Carter, was going to be part of that. And, you know, the soldiers were pretty young, like from 28 to 45 years old. And the stories are... Boy, the stories were interesting. I went and looked up some of the stories. There was a major, Adriana Vorderbruggen, 36 years old, who was actually put in the Air Force office, or assigned is the better way to say it, of special investigations. And her father said his daughter loved life and just absolutely loved the military. And that's what it was about. Just loved the military. And he just, you know, praised the legacy she left behind. Then there was Technical Sergeant Joe Lem, 45 years old, a 15-year vet of the New York City Police Department, on his third tour in the Middle East. And he was assigned to the 105th Airlift Wing at Stewart Air National Guard Base in Newburgh, New York. And he was a guy who was from Nebraska, but left there a long time ago. And there was a message board, they say, in front of the village hall that said, "Our hometown hero." Then there's 30-year-old Staff Sergeant Peter Taub, who was assigned to the Air Force Office of Special Investigations and detached at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. He'd been in service for 8 years and had just reenlisted, so liked the military as well. His father said the sergeant didn't tell his family he was in Afghanistan because he didn't want them to worry about him. And he said they learned about his actual location when they notified, when the military notified the family that he'd been killed. And then there's Staff Sergeant Michael Cinco, just 28, assigned to the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, the 11th Field Investigation Squadron, Joint Base San Antonio, Rudolph, Texas. And they say that he was a pretty good high school football player, and he was in the band, too. And he had tons of ambition, and people around him in high school really, really liked this guy. And then there's Staff Sergeant Chester McBride, 30 years old, assigned to the Air Force Office of Special Investigations at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama. Ken LeCain, principal at Statesboro High School in Georgia, said in a statement posted on the Facebook page for the school, "I will always remember him as a young man of high character with a great smile." And then finally, Staff Sergeant Louis Michael Bonacassa, 31, assigned to the 105th Airlift Wing at Stewart Air National Guard Base in Newburgh, New York. And he said that was going to be his last tour. He was going to retire in a couple of years, and sadly that didn't happen. And this was all because of ultimately that attack that took those lives, where it was one of the worst days, as I said, in the last couple of years. So 6 Americans killed by a Taliban attacker in Afghanistan. And sadly, you heard what I said, that this was a suicide bomb, the mission that ended their lives. But good to know that respects were being paid, and to know more about the victims, to know that people had some things to say, and ultimately were even surprised to learn that they were part, sadly, of that group. Coming up next on America Tonight, we have the rare conversation with Howard Schnellenberger. You may remember the name, storied coach, both in the pros and in college, but particularly college, when you think of Miami and how he put Miami on the map, and that, I think, really sealed his legacy. If people didn't know who Howard was, they certainly knew after Miami. And he had a little bit of about with hanging out with Donald Trump. That's coming up next on America Tonight.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models, or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tonight, what a thrill it is to invite to the show somebody who I've admired for a long time and heard so much about from so many people that he recruited, frankly, to the NFL. But his roots go deep in college football and the NFL. Coach Howard Schnellenberger joins us. He's got a new book out called Passing the Torch, Building Winning Football Programs with a Dose of Swagger Along the Way. Some of the players he recruited that I've had on shows that I've done, Joe Namath, Kenny Stabler, Jim Kelly, Bernie Kosar, Vinny Testaverde, we just talked to him a while ago, Roman Gabriel, Bob Greasy, the list goes on and on and on.
I was going to challenge you when you didn't say Roman Gabriel, but damn, then you threw it right in there. You know, how old are you?
And they say nothing but fabulous things about you, for sure. There's no question about it. And here we are watching Carolina, Coach, and we see that, of course, you were the right-hand man of Don Shula, we all remember, during the 1972 Miami Dolphins perfect season. Do you think Carolina hangs on for the perfect season, or no, they get dropped at the end?
Well, they have no chance. It's preordained. Don Shula just remains the head honcho of the greatest team ever to inherit the earth.
Boy, isn't that true. And what was it like working with Shula?
Well, I coached with him at one time. I'm the only guy I know that ever was on par with him. We were at Kentucky together as assistant coaches under Bland Collier. Then he went on his pro excursion, and I went through the South at Alabama. And then we reunited down at the University with the Dolphins. And, yeah, it's a great experience. You know, I'm the most fortunate guy in the world. I had five coaches that tutored me. They didn't tutor me. They just went about their business, and I was like a plebe hanging around them, learning about everything they knew about football. And when I got to the University of Miami, I was ready for that fiasco. But to have Don Shula be with him as an assistant coach, as a head coach, to watch him handle the squad with perfection, he was like the guy that handles the sticks on the strings of the
puppet master.
The puppet master. And all you had to do was be with him a year, and you knew how he handled all the problems.
Yeah, and you mentioned that briefly by saying, oh, that fiasco at the University of Miami, and your book is about that. Your book is about going through the ups and downs. Of all the hits you took, as everybody does in life, in college football, going from Miami, the USFL, then what happened there, to the University of Oklahoma.
I headed to the USFL, but there was no USFL when I got there, so I had to dig in and make my way into another college job, and it happened to be in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky.
Talk about Kentucky for us. That was a good run.
At the University of Louisville in Kentucky?
No, yeah. Talk about that. Talk about making that move and what that was like for you, because, as you said, your hometown.
Well, as I said, I thought sure that the USFL was on solid ground, and the guy that's running for president now, Donald Trump was my – I was going to sign with him and bring a USFL team down to Miami, called it – we're going to play in the Orange Bowl and call it the Spirit of Miami. But, God – the stars weren't lined up right, or God was in a foul mood when the league went to funk, and they won the lawsuit, and they gave them a judgment, and the judgment was $1 of damages.
Wow.
And then, of course, they got triple damages, that made it $3. And the best laid plans of mice and men went astray.
Exactly. And then when that happens, like you said, you had to scramble, you had to jump back into college. And what's interesting is, and I think people remember this because we're in bowl season now, is you think of 1990 in the Fiesta Bowl and that win over Alabama. How sweet was that for you, given especially your background with Alabama?
Well, that was just the cherry on top of the dessert we were having. Browning Nagel was at his very best, and set of records that have been broken since he was there, but boy, was he a great quarterback. And he had the same abilities that Joe Namath had, and if he would have been handled right with the Jets, he would be remembered like Joe Namath.
So you talk about Joe Namath and how great Joe Namath is. For you, of all the quarterbacks that you recruited, who was absolutely the best? If I make you tell me who was the best, who was the best?
Come on, lady.
Come on, we're going to send this to all your friends.
Come on, man. What are you doing? you can't do that to me, but I'll give them to you in chronological order. You just did it. You have run the gamut of my quarterbacks. We had a big shindig down here last week when we had the parade of Coach Stonebriver's quarterbacks, starting out with Roman Gabriel and Bob Greasy, and then into Kelly Kosar and Tess DeVerde, and then up into Nagel and Jeff Brom, who just happened to win a big bowl game down here in Miami. You know where the old Dolphin Stadium used to be, the Orange Bowl?
Yeah.
They got a baseball stadium in there, and they had a wonderful game in there. Yeah, that game must be having some kind of steroids in there, because both sides had over 500 yards.
Oof.
It was a magnificent game that lasted all night. And Jeff Brom won that game, Western Kentucky.
Wow. It's interesting how the history comes back around again. And, I mean, we could talk for such a long time about all the people that you coached and all the people that you even, in fact, were teammates with. One of them I had the great fortune to meet, Paul Hornung. Tell us about Paul Hornung. I've heard great stories about him.
Well, he was my quarterback in high school, and he was my guard on my basketball team where I was a center. You know what they called him in Louisville there? They called him Cuddles. We called him Cuddles.
That
was
Cuddles.
He had a mother, Cuddles. He was such a pretty guy. He had golden hair, a chiseled chin, 6'4", play all the sports, including the one we don't count, golf, and got a scholarship to Notre Dame. God, I was a year ahead of him. I'd already been recruited by Paul Bryant to go down to the University of Kentucky. And, of course, Brian wanted him in the worst way and probably offered him more than the law will allow to get him to go there. But Paul went to Notre Dame, and folklore has it that his father was a painter and that he got a job, just so happened, by the time Paul was making a decision to go to Notre Dame, to paint Churchill Downs. And you remember Churchill Downs was all wood, and it was a big place.
Yeah.
I was really miffed when Notre Dame didn't recruit me. That's the reason why I took such pleasure in beating them. But I always got an advantage. They didn't have their great coaches there when I played them.
Yeah, and then you saw the coaches that certainly came after that. And, boy, you went through different programs, pro football, college football. What's the best decision you ever made, Coach?
The luckiest one?
The luckiest
only God
one.
Makes decisions, and I try to stay in sync with him. But when I took the job in Miami, I didn't think there was any way in hell I'd made a good decision. But after I vetted it pretty hard and found out that they had four properties that no other school had. The first one was the Orange Bowl. That grand old lady stood there all those years, all those bowl games played in there, then the Dolphins came in there. And it was a grand old lady of the Southeast, and no other school that we played had anything like it. And then the second thing was that we had already had a schedule that the folks before I got there initiated: Florida, Florida State, Alabama, Notre Dame, Penn State. Hell, it'd take two lifetimes to get a schedule like that. They said it was too hard. It was too hard. I said, it's an opportunistic schedule. And so that was the second thing. And the third thing, we happened to be in the hotbed, in the middle of the hotbed of all the best football players in America, within a two-hour drive of our campus in Coral Gables. And then the final of those four was we were in a subtropical climate, 1 mile from the ocean, and nobody on no other football team had that. So after I converted that from a possibility to an absolute fact, then I knew I had made a great decision, and that's why I shouted to the world that we would win the national championship in 5 years.
And so it happened. Yeah.
And I wasn't, I didn't have a tongue in cheek at all.
Wow. What an amazing story. What a perfect way to end this. Pick up this book, Passing the Torch, Building Winning Football Programs with a Dose of Swagger Along the Way. Coach, what a privilege to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, just one thing on the swagger. Now, it was our idea to have a Scotia swagger, but swagger in and of itself, there's not a place for that in football, i.e. Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah. We saw what happened, that disaster in Dallas. Eventually, it was winning, and then it wasn't winning so much with the two, with Jerry Jones and with Jimmy Johnson, was it?
When you season your food, a Scotia is just right.
So true.
Or is it, I wanted a Scotia in there, but Arthur put a touch.
A touch. I like that, a touch. Howard, thank you so much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for coming on.
Now, you're required to write a review on my book. Not longer than two paragraphs, but not shorter than a sentence.
I will do it. I promise. Thanks, Coach.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Happy holidays, merry, merry Christmas, everybody. So are you starting to think about the end of the year and what next year will bring for you? Do you do that kind of thing? Do the resolution thing? Or nah, you boot it. And some people live and die by resolutions. Yeah, it's interesting because I've had probably 10 people ask me that, in fact. When did New Year's resolutions start? What brought up New Year's resolutions? Was it just somebody hanging around at the trough, you know, in the 1600s saying, you know, we could do something better with our lives. Let's make a resolution. Yeah, let's make a resolution to do that. Well, just so you know, a New Year's resolution is definitely a tradition most common to the West. So the Western Hemisphere is really mostly what we're talking about. Although, and I've said this maybe a couple of weeks ago, that certainly the Romans began every year by making promises to their god, Janus, who the month of January is named for. In the medieval era, the knights took the peacock vow at the end of the Christmas season to reaffirm their commitment, I love this, to chivalry. And so, you know, it's tradition. There's traditions that I mentioned at the top that we follow in a much different way. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I had to put my headphones down.
That's my favorite phrase. That's the phrase that pays for Dan. I had to put my headphones down.
I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and I'll be looking in the mail for all that candy that you're going to send me. I just can't wait to get it. I'm so grateful to you. You're such a sweet woman. And I have a question for you.
Sure.
If somebody gave you a cluster of grapes and said,
cluster of grapes.
Yeah. Here, eat these. And, oh, by the way, two of them have a deadly poison that will kill you instantly. Would you eat any of them?
That's such a great question. I'm a risk taker, so part of me would say that I would do it, but I'm going to say no, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, would you?
Good. Stop.
Is there a trick? Is there a trick in here? Is there something involved in here?
Here it is. Here it is.
Okay.
Pay attention. I'm going to ask questions later. all Muslims are the grapes. All Muslims are the grapes. You take
right,
one
so don't eat
dead
the
woman. Okay,
right.
Now.
Right.
Now. Tell the rat to get a hold of Sam Donaldson. He's got a goat ranch. He even gets a subsidy from the federal government because he knows how to milk it, if you use a pun.
I get it.
He's got a goat dairy. And he's got goats. And she can get goats from him. And since he's a good little liberal communist, I mean a Democrat, she'll be able to fit right in with him and get all the goats that she needs for her little program of goats for the old goat. And I wish her a very Merry Christmas, too, because I know she wants to yell Happy Holidays and all that. Always lucky, but, you know, that's the way it is.
yeah, but you know what? You know what's funny about Ellen is she's the most liberal person I know, and conservatives love liberals. I mean, her as a liberal. She has a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle because she's
well,
done
she
so many nice things.
Well, she gives away a lot of her own money for her projects.
Yes.
She's trying to help in the Sudan.
She does.
Blah, 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 you know.
She does. And for she does. Thing, and in the United States, too, yeah.
Yeah, that, too. And yeah. For that, she gets kudos from even people like me, who are
right-wing,
knuckle-dragging, Neanderthal, Republican, hardcore, kill them all and let God sort them out type dudes.
Right. I gotcha. Are you? What's your tradition? Do you make pancakes in the morning on Christmas
Day? I make
the
best damn pancakes you ever tasted. They're called cereal pancakes. And the recipe came from The Last Chef for the Austria-Hungarian Empire. For the Austrian Hamburg Empire used to make imperial pancakes for the prince and princesses of Austria. And his son was de Koy, who was the grand chef for the Waldorf Astoria. And he wrote a book called The Gold Cookbook, which I had a copy of, for 1946. And in it was Scrabble and all kinds of good things to eat and how to cook turtle and snails these imperial pancakes. And I had the recipe in my little head, and they are so light and fluffy and so tasty. They're just out of this world.
So wow, Scrabble, I thought that was only in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, so that's interesting. So it goes back to a different time, really, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, have you ever had it?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? My family used to make it all the time.
You're a good woman. I love you.
Dan, well, have a happy, merry.
Listen, you have a very good one as well, and I'll be looking for that candy, baby. I don't want you to get fat because you've got to keep yourself in shape for that golf game.
Yep.
And all, you know, and
you're right.
And your tennis game. And so I'm going to eat that candy for you, and with every bite, I'm going to think nothing but good wishes for you.
Dan, thanks.
Have a great.
have a great. Thanks, Dan. Too funny. Hey, so if you have a tradition, you heard what Dan said, so he kind of went along with the whole flapjack thing. In fact, traced it all back to the Waldorf Astoria and his chef. How interesting was that? And then brought up a meat that I thought only people in Philadelphia and maybe even just the tri-state area really knew about called Scrapple. And a lot of people have no clue what that has to do with. But I think you can, and I don't even know if you can get it in stores outside the East Coast. I could be wrong on that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in, you can. Or send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I segged into resolutions because now you have that time in between when you're thinking about, well, maybe I'll make resolutions. And, you know, people make these resolutions about losing weight. Gyms are packed, you know, 100% occupancy, basically. That's when they make the most money with any kind of a gym. And then people talk about they'll quit smoking, they'll quit biting their nails, whatever the habits are. That's what it kind of turned into. That wasn't what it was in the day, back in the day of the Romans, as I mentioned, or medieval times, the knights who had that peacock vow, which was much, much different. It was it's kind of a more of a highbrow theory of resolutions than what we see now. And who doesn't know the ball dropping on Times Square? And let me tell you, if you have never seen the ball drop on Times Square, I would say put it on your bucket list. But now so many people go. When I did it, of course, there was a crush of people, too. But I think now it's just completely out of whack. There's just so many people that try to take, you know, to get there and to have a view of what's going on with the ball that it makes it that much tougher to get close enough where you can really see it and feel it. And I guess it also depends on the weather too as well. And just to throw this in, since I brought up the resolution thing, how about this? They did a study, gosh, about 10 years ago. The University of Bristol did a study, and they did it with about 3,000 people, and they found out that 88% of the people who set New Year's resolutions, they failed. They failed. 88%. Men, because they even broke it down to the sexes, men achieved their goal 22% more often when they engaged in goal setting where they could measure it. Women succeeded 10% more when they made their goals public and got support from their friends. So once they told everyone, oh, now I'm on the hook. So if this is my resolution, everybody's going to be bugging out on me and they're going to ask me about whatever it is, and they're going to keep score, and I'm going to have to be accountable for it. So perhaps that's the reason why. But whatever it is, if you make the resolutions, let's see how long they last. I've gotten a bunch of emails from people who have sent me their resolutions, and good for you. By the way, Invade the Man Cave, you can check it out in invadethemancave.com. It is up. It launched today. Merry Christmas to me, you, and everybody else in between. Thanks for hanging out with us on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.